Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha.
Komm Herr Jesus,
Maranatha.
Komm Herr Jesus,
Maranatha.
Komm Herr Jesus,
Maranatha.
Komm Herr Jesus, Maranatha. Come Lord Jesus,
Maranatha.
Come Lord Jesus,
Maranatha.
Come Lord Jesus,
Maranatha.
Come Lord Jesus, Maranatha.
Jesús Maranatha, ven Señor 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 Jesús Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha.
November 28, 2020. Revelation 22:1-7. An angel showed me the river of life, giving water, sparkling like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the street. On either side of the river grew the tree of life that produces fruit 12 times a year, once each month. The leaves of the trees serve as medicine for the nations. Nothing accursed will be found anymore. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will look upon his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more, nor will they need light from lamp or sun, for the Lord God shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true." And the Lord, the God of prophetic spirits, sent his angel to show his servants what must happen soon. Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the prophetic message of this book. Not evil, misery, destruction have the last word, but God. We are heading towards a glorious future that begins now, if we remain in faith. God did not bring his creation into being in order to destroy it or to have it destroyed. Everything is brought to the transfiguration through the path of suffering. We human beings, when this body is given over to death, will indeed receive a transfigured body at the resurrection, which is no longer subject to transitoriness, and thus to suffering and death. Our future life will be so wonderful that, in view of the glory that lies before us, we should walk with patience and perseverance through this valley of tears and bear the sufferings of this life in the Lord. Today's text gives us an insight to this glorious future. From the throne of God emanate the water of life. It is the streams of His grace that enliven and heal all that is touched by the grace of God. No one will be separated from God anymore. There are no more obstacles for the love of God to penetrate everything and anything. No shadow will darken the light anymore. We human beings are awakening to our eternal destiny of serving God and seeing His face. This is our future, if we remain in faith, and it's already breaking into our lives through faith. It becomes obvious how essential it is to live in this hope. The return of Christ is imminent, and it's getting closer every day. The more we reach out for it, the more grace will strengthen us. At the beginning of the small series of reflections on the Apocalypse, we pointed out that there is a special promise for reading this book and for listening. In the concluding words of today's text, it says, "Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who hold fast to the prophetic words of this book." It is our task to keep alive the hope for the coming of the Lord and the life of the future world, both in ourselves and in witnessing to others. This is not a cheap consolation, as some would like to see it, but the opposite, the concrete end of life for eternity. The hope in the returning Lord revives all our strength, which is necessary to mask our task on earth with the grace of God. It helps us not to forget ourselves in the stream of time and to lose our orientation. With our reflections, we will enter a new church year starting tomorrow. Today we conclude this little voyage into the Apocalypse with the singing of the very last passage of this prophetic book. May the Lord let this fire burn in our hearts so that we await His arrival and He finds us in His vineyard as good workers.
Today we will finish listening to the chant of the Apocalypse, this time from chapter 22, the verses 13 to 21 in Spanish language.
Dichosos los que laven sus vestiduras, así podrán disponer del árbol de la vida y entrarán por las puertas en la ciudad.
Fuera los perros, los hechiceros, los impuros, los asesinos, los idólatras y todo el que a mí practique la mentira. Yo, Jesús, he enviado a mi ángel para daros testimonio de lo referente a las iglesias. Yo soy el retoño y el descendiente de David, el lucero radiante del alba.
El espíritu y la novia dicen ven, y el que oiga diga ven, y el que tenga sed que se acerque, y el que quiera reciba gratis agua de vida.
Yo advierto a todo el que escuche las palabras proféticas de este libro, si alguno añade algo sobre esto, Dios echará sobre las plagas que se describen en este libro. Y si alguno quita algo a las palabras de este libro profético,
Dios le quitará su parte en el árbol de la vida y en la ciudad santa que se describe en este libro. Dice el que da testimonio de todo esto, sí, vengo pronto.
Que la gracia del Señor Jesús sea con todos.